remember, I will take this because I'm interested in your memories of being four and what you knew that you knew more about.
I remember going to the reception, right? In reception, you spy, you know, with Brooks, yeah. Right? And like four girls in our class used to fancy her, and like sometimes they'd pin him down and start kissing him.
Lovely.
Do you know what Jack Rod is? He used to chase us around and like pin us up and kiss us. This is really
nice.
He did.
No, I never did that in my school. When I was four, I can remember my fourth birthday. And I can remember we had a bouncy castle, and I can remember coming in. This is only bit I can remember about it. I can remember coming in after a bouncy castle and then having a cake with number four on it. And I can remember my mate standing next to me.
Where's your friend now?
Fiber. Does she know anyone called Tegan?
I don't know, I'll ask her. Tegan? What year is she in?
Seventh.
Sorry. What school was she at before?
I agree.
Yeah, I know Tegan. Tegan did an amazing project with me in which she made the most amazing film with Richard Stedman Jones about language. She's super bright, and in fact I'd quite like to be back in contact with her because she did this amazing project with me. She'll remember me. Ask if she knows.
Tegan Mitch.
Yeah. She was at Highgrieve, wasn't she?
I'm not. Yeah.
So you want to write a note and Kate somehow get magic to Tegan saying hi or something?
It's just that I do remember her because she was in my project. Because my project was about writing in the street, and Richard, she will remember it.
And then I moved it.
And then she came to the university. I think it was Tegan who came. She's great.
See, what's been?
I moved at end of year one, and then went. No, I moved. Yeah, end of year one.
So. Tegan will remember me, and she'll remember Steve as well. She'll remember Steve Paul coming in and doing work with her.
What? I understand.
Did he say that for you to say that to Robin?
I don't know. That's not
done. So one thing to do is to tell a story for 4-year-olds to find out. Or you.
My brother was 4 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to tell a story so 4-year-olds know what it's like to be 4, but from your perspective.
I don't know if they were 4.
No, I'm just thinking, you know about being 4. Or you could tell teenagers.
I can't remember my next door neighbour, his grandson, always used to come and play, and he was like same age as me. And I can remember he had a big box of bouncy balls, and then they were like outside, they were like a basement, and there were loads of steps. And I can remember tipping his box up and all balls sort of bouncing down steps. But I found it quite amusing.
That's a good memory. That's very visual. You've got a very visual memory there. You could start with that image of the box of balls, and then we could take it from there. What does the box of balls, is it symbolising something going down there?
I think I first went rollerblading when I was 4.
You remember it?
Near
my house, the park, I can't remember what it's called, and it's got, I don't know if it's still
down,
got it.
Down Valley Road?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still got it, but it had a rollerblade. Ring thingy, and me and my little sister, she was like 2 or something, and we went in and we were pretending that we were delivering pizzas to each other. I can remember that, and I fell over.
George doesn't fancy him, so he's irrelevant to us.
He's your boyfriend. Oh, he's not.
He's your best friend.
What?
Not your best friend, he's my best friend.
I'm your best friend.
So being 4...
What
about giving advice to 4-year-olds about if they lose their pets and stuff like that and have a bad time?
I don't know, because I didn't lose mine when I was 4.
When did you lose yours?
I had loads of hamsters.
When I was this year and when I was 10 or 11.
So what advice would you give to someone who lost their pet, who's 10 or 11?
I don't know, but what I said to Robin, because the dog had cancer, I just said that it's in a better place because it won't need pain.
That's a good thing to say.
Yes. Smart.
That's really key. Yes, so you made her pain go away, made her understand what happened.
My uncle's got to decide if he's going to put his dog down or not.
That's terrible. I've got a bit of news about pets, which is a little bit embarrassing, is that I had 5 kittens recently, as I told you, and now my cat's pregnant again.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be overrun with kittens.
Yeah. Do you want one, anyone?
What sort of cats are they?
Half
Burmese. Could you email an image to Jackie? Because my friend Jackie, she lost her longest cat from a very long time ago. She has no cats now at all. And she's waiting for the cat to appear. But I can't put pressure on her, but cats are good for Jackie.
Would she like a ginger tom, or should like one next with Lyra? Lyra's very, very sensitive.
I think you should just send that around in email. What's the name to them? Make sure Jackie gets it as well. Okay. With I have these kittens need a home.
Okay.
They need to be rescued. See what happens. Because she's very good with cats. Long history.
My big sister, when she was about 4, she got her first cat. Mm. We kept it at my nan's, because we live on a busy road and everything, my nan done, and it died not that long ago, and it the same age as me.
My uncle's dog, it went family before I was born, and she had to get put to sleep, she got cancer. Mm. Yeah.
What's interesting is both of you said that the pets were older than you, which means they were like kind of old people in your family.
They are.
There before you, and that's quite significant. I like pets a lot.
Mm. She didn't tell me that cat died until ages ago. And my uncle wrote a caravan, and my uncle has Down syndrome, and there was something on about cats. And I went, because his next door neighbour normally feeds him when we go to a caravan, and he went, cat's not here. And I went, yeah, I know, next door neighbour feeds him. He went, no, he's up there. I went, no, he's not, he's at home. He went, no, he's died. That's all I found out.
Oh.
That's not a good way to find out. What advice, if your friend came up to you crying, said, I've just found out my cat's dying, it died 3 weeks ago, what advice would you give to your friend to make it feel better? Situation.
There would have been a reason that it died. So it might have been in pain or something. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't tell me, what can I do now? Can you help me? I'm really sad. What should I do?
It's good to not forget it. But not to cry over it anymore, because it's not as if it's going to come back.
So what should I do to make that happen?
Wash.
That doesn't mean it's not coming back. Yes. But you still remember it. And you put a picture up or something.
Yeah.
And then every day you could look at it or something and just remember it.
Then what would you do then?
After a while you stop crying, because that's what happened with my hamster. That night, my little sister started crying right bad, and she couldn't get to sleep, so she made me start crying, and we ended up crying as much to sleep. And that was the first time.
So if you didn't want to see a picture of a pet up, what would you do? How would you mark the passing on to a new place?
I buried my guinea pig in the garden, and we planted a tree there.
I love that.
It's gone up onto the fence. It's it grew, and the daffodils that grow on it every summer.
So you
summer
mean?
Summer spring.
Wow, so it's fed other things, and when you see the butter, the dragon, what do you call those things?
Daffodils.
You remember your pet?
Yes.
And the very positive, bright, sunny, loving regrowth way. That's good.
That sounds the best thing, is you know the birthday and you know what's happened, and you've got this new renewal.
Yes, precisely.
Renewal, it's really important.
It is.
Coming
a renewal
out
of
the
memories
ashes.
And renewal of love and that association. Yeah. That's important.
That's a really good story. You know what? Just the story you told then, Chloe, could be our pet, dead pet story.
Mm,
but we could, the story of the burial and the feeling better.
That wasn't very nice. I started crying more when we had a rocky part at the bottom of the garden, and that's where our pet is.
Is that
actually
Bedwards?
That's where
I stepped on an
accident.
Yeah. Looks so good. Just going to grandma's. Hello, Mark is speaking. You're here, that's it, that's fantastic. Let's come down.
So what should we do for our story? Because what we could do is we could, now that we've got bits of... I've asked Sam to do some transcriptions and we could do
stuff.
Yes. We might do our story and we want to get it published. Would you like to see it published? If you published a book, what kind of book would you like to publish?
I want to be an author when I grow up.
Well, you are being an author with me. That's why we're having a storytelling group.
I want to be
an author in a full job that I want to
write a few. Are you writing one now?
Yeah.
I am! I've got one to get published.
What I'd like to do with you girls is I've got some money from Project, but also I might write an article with you about life as a source of narrative and how do you turn stories from life into stories? I think that's what I'm going to do. You're so cool. You're very funny. You make me laugh. Do you want to keep that stone? You can if you want, if you're drawn to it, if you like it. If you don't like it, come
on.
If we were to write a book, us four, how should it? Because I could actually get it produced and we could do it.
Wow.
Okay, two things. One is we could get it published in, as an article in a journal, which I could do, because they want me to write something, and I thought it'd be good to write with you. So rather than write it on my own, I could say Kate Park with all of your names, and we could write it together, and that's the end of June. And then we could also produce something.
Yes, you
Marcus,
did.
Marcus, are we in the way?
You're not, because we're going to link up a little bit. But I'll take a go. Right, so you do an introduction. This is...
I'm good to get rid of my coat and stuff so everybody...
That's
sit down. I could
That's
sit on
lovely.
The floor if you like.
Also, you've got a wolf skin and drinking horn. It's perfectly normal for the marsh. Of course. Right, this is Kate. She does lots of fun projects.
Hi.
Kate Paul. And we have
you two can sit there. Then I can sit.
Yeah, she's a very strong woman. And she's a bit academic and a wonderful
teacher. You're going to take off as well. Because it